Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Keener, joined by staff writer Jane McGrath.
Hey there.
Hey, Jane. So the article we are going to talk about today is actually one that came to my attention courtesy of Mr. Stuff You Should Know, Chuck Bryant, because he'd been doing some research on maritime mysteries and sunken ships and sunken treasure. And he asked me, have you ever heard of El Cazador? And I said, no, I haven't. And he said, did you know that this sunken ship, in effect, doubled the size of the United States? And it sounded too unbelievable to be true, but in a roundabout way, it kind of is.
That's right. We have a great article on our site by our colleague Kristen Conger. It explains this whole thing, and we're going to go over a little bit of it here. So we talked about the Louisiana Purchase in another podcast, but it has a fascinating story behind it, as Candace was saying. It has to do with a shipwreck. What happened with Louisiana Territory back in the Age of Exploration, it ended up in French control.
And that was because this really fantastically named Frenchman, Robert Cavalier de La Salle, actually discovered the mouth of the Mississippi back in 1682.
That's right, and he was the one who named it Louisiana after King Louis XIV, I believe.
And there were a couple of Louis that you're going to hear about. We'll try to remember all the Roman numerals, but if we don't, you know, Jane will stop me and let me know. And de La Salle, I think, had high hopes that he was going to establish a settlement there, but it didn't really take off. And for a couple of reasons, I think the primary reason for which it didn't really take off or take hold as a settlement is because it was so incredibly remote. And also the climate was something that the French were unaccustomed to, and mosquitoes were pretty crazy, so he did not succeed.
The settlement that he started didn't last very long, and an official settlement didn't happen until about 17 years later.
And that was in 1699 with Pierre Sieur d'Iberville. And I really like saying these French names, and I don't know if I'm getting them exactly right, but I'm sure if there are any French listeners out there, they will let us know. So he made a very successful settlement, and then in 1718, Louis actually established an official colony there.
So here we have New Orleans was the capital city of this French colony, and it was a very important trading post. at the time. Obviously, the West Indies had so many commodities that Europe wanted to get its hands on, and New Orleans was an important part of that equation. So by the mid-18th century, France was actually wrapped up in the Seven Years' War. Although they were in possession of Louisiana territory, including New Orleans, they wanted to get it out of their hands, but not so much to not have it anymore, but rather to keep it out of the British hands, because they were fighting the British in the Seven Years' War, and over here we often call it the French and Indian War, because the colonies were involved in it too. But anyway, the French and the British were enemies, and France sort of saw their end coming. They saw that they were losing the war. So they made a treaty with Spain, and that was known as the Treaty of Fontainebleau, if I'm pronouncing that right. So they handed over the Louisiana territory, and New Orleans was included in that, over to Spain's control. And as we now know, France did lose, and when England did ask them for all the hand over their very valuable lands, they didn't have Louisiana to hand over.
They didn't. And we should mention that Louis XV and the King of Spain, that was King Carlos II, actually had a relation, a distant blood relation, through the Bourbon side of Louis's family. So
that's right. The political ties there, obviously. So
exactly.
They were more friends with Spain than England.
And I don't think anyone would ever want to let, you know, Louisiana and especially New Orleans go. But if you had to give it away to someone, better your very distant cousin than mean old England.
That's a good way to put it.
So Spain found out pretty quickly that the Louisiana territory was very hard to manage. Like we said before, it was very far away, and it was a huge chunk of land. And so they decided that something had to be done about dealing with this remoteness and somehow keeping a hand on the crazy counterfeiting and other uprisings that were going on in that part of the world.
That's right. There was a shortage of currency, and this led to counterfeiting, and there was just crisis, economic crisis in New Orleans that so Spain couldn't pay their own government workers to do the work.
Yeah, and if you can't pay your government workers and your soldiers, there's really no way to keep order in a city.
So in order to fix that, they actually had a lot of silver commissioned to send over in a ship known as El Cazador, and the ship contained freshly minted silver, and about 19 tons of it, to be exact.
Yeah, it came from Veracruz, Mexico, the mint there. So 19 tons of silver coins, and the ship set out on January 11th, 1784, and its mission was clear. Take the money to New Orleans and add some value back into the currency and save the city.
Unfortunately, it never made it.
No, it sunk. It sunk hard, y'all. And they didn't find it until 210 years later.
That's right, 1993. So it disappeared. It was, they declared it missing, and New Orleans continued in their economic crisis. And so basically, it made the situation worse, and it was just a problem on their hands. Even though it was a valuable commodity to have New Orleans, it was troublesome.
It really was. And so enter Napoleon.
That's right. And we should say that France looked a lot different between the time of the Seven Years' War when they gave it over to Spain and when Napoleon emerged. If you've listened to our podcast on the French Revolution, this happened during that time. And so France looked a lot different, and Napoleon was set on rebuilding the power of his country. And so he thought the key to getting France powerful again was to start this great empire in the West. He actually had control over what is now modern-day Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And these lands, these territories, and the work he had commissioned there provided him with trade of sugar, coffee, and exotic produce, very valuable things. But he also wanted to get the Louisiana territory back from Spain. And as we said, Spain was certainly in a position to give it back.
Precisely.
So they made a treaty known as the Treaty of San Ildefonso with Spain, which effectively, I think it was a secret treaty, but anyway, it handed it back to the power of France. But something happened to muck up Napoleon's plans, basically, for his vast plans for a Western empire. And that happened with, as we said, the modern-day Haiti territory. A slave uprising actually occurred in this territory, and our colleague Kristen Conger talks about how this is known as the only successful slave uprising in history, which I found really interesting. And it was started by the leader was known as Toussaint Louverture, and he led the successful revolt, and this sort of screwed up Napoleon's plans, as I said, at the end, when he eventually lost control of that territory, having the Louisiana territory didn't make much sense to him anymore. So if he lost control of this essential part of his, Western plans, then there was no point in having the Louisiana territory.
He didn't really want it anymore. It was high time to unload it. And if you have heard our podcast on the Louisiana Purchase, you know how that story went down. Thomas Jefferson decided that he wanted to get his hands on that very valuable port, and he sent over an emissary, James Monroe, to try to negotiate getting New Orleans.
That's right. Yeah, we should emphasize Jefferson only wanted New Orleans.
He only wanted New Orleans.
And he sent a specific budget.
And gift with purchase. Napoleon said, you want it? You take the whole Louisiana territory. And like we emphasized before, that turned out to be a very enormous parcel of land. And in Jefferson's stead, it was signed for, and it was signed, sealed, and delivered, and bing, bang, boom, there goes the size of the United States. Just about double.
Yeah, and Chuck's right. I mean, this El Cazador shipwreck really was a key part, and it's just interesting that it was such a valuable territory and trading post of New Orleans, but at the same time, it was so much trouble, and it had passed through three countries' hands in a matter of, I think, 3 years. And
isn't it wild?
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about the great rivers of the world. You probably think of the Amazon or the Congo because they're so massive and rushing and mighty, and they, you know, meander and have so many different types of wildlife and flora and fauna surrounding them. But if you think about the truly powerful economic sources of water, I mean, the Mississippi River was such a huge boon to the United States and its fledgling condition. And really, it helped build up a lot of controversy and secured a whole bunch of land for a very young nation.
That's true.
Back in 1993, there was a fisherman named Jerry Murphy, and he was just out one day by the Gulf of Mexico fishing, and his nets pulled up some really heavy stuff. And as it turned out, it was a bunch of silver coins.
That's right, and they were kind of molded together, is that right?
Yeah, the longer things stay underwater, the more different types of, I guess, bacteria and algae and things grow on them. And so they fuse together, and they form like this big massive coil of coins. And he thought, well, that's interesting. And he was on his toes. He called his lawyer to see if he could get rights to the sunken booty. And he was granted rights, and he found the treasure, called in some underwater archaeologists, and they determined, oh, yeah, we remember this ship, the El Cazador. It went down back in the late 1700s, and Spain's been looking for it for quite some time. And ironically, the ship that Jerry Murphy was sailing in that day was called the Mistake. But he didn't make a mistake. He made a huge discovery.
That's awesome.
So it's a good story.
Yeah.
Good story for everyone.
Lucky guy.
Yeah, everyone involved. Spain got its mystery solved. Jerry Murphy got some, I guess, a valuable find. And we had something else to talk about. So another day in the life. And if you want to read more about the shipwreck that doubled the size of the United States, be sure to check the article out on howstuffworks.com.
And while you're there, take a look at our blog that we've started called Stuff You Missed in History Class. And Candace and I write on that once a day.
And maybe we'll talk about another Louis. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
So be sure to check out the blog and the article at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. And be sure to check out the Stuff You Missed in History Class blog on the howstuffworks.com homepage.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.